back to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, yes, it's time to try to win $7,000.
Did you hear what he just said? $7,000.
Yeah, with a comma, not $700.
No.
$7,000, Kid Nation. There is no joke to be had here. This is real money, and it could be all yours. It's big money. What is that? Basically, you got to tell us what this is.
Ooh.
The easiest $7,000 you could win. Well, actually, I don't know how easy it is because we haven't gotten it right so far, and we're struggling in the studio because we're playing along with you, Kid Nation. So let's see if we can hand out this $7,000 right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll go with callers number 7, 8, and 9 to play Big Money What Is That Round 1. Why round 1? Because if you don't get in this hour, it's okay. We're going to play again in an hour. We play twice each morning. In the meantime, a little feel-good story here.
Okay.
You know, when you feel, there's a lot of people that feel stuck at work, or maybe you feel like, oh man, I wanted to do this, and I just started working in this area, and I just got stuck working there, and I just never went back to what I really wanted to do. And there's a mechanic who wanted to be a doctor. His name is Carl Alambi.
Okay.
And he decided that after being a mechanic for a while, he had dreams of being a doctor. I said, you know what? I'm done working here. I enjoyed working with cars, but my calling was to help people and be a doctor. So he went back to medical school. Mm-hmm. And he became a doctor at the age of 51 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's never too late.
It isn't, because people always say, well, if I go back now, I'll be 50 this when old. I graduate, or 60. It's like,
who cares? How,
you're going to be that age anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why not be that age doing what you want?
Here's the thing. No matter what... When you start medical school or whatever you want to do, you're eventually going to be the age that you're going to start at.
So you might as well.
Might as well do it. So he graduated from medical school back in 2019, got his first job as an attending physician in an ER, and he says everyone has stuff holding them back, but his philosophy is, if you want it, go after it and don't give up.
I read that story, and the funny part was, on his first day on his way to the hospital, his car broke down.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
If only there was a way he could put two together. Like if we were cyborgs, man, he would have
do it at the same time.
Like, yeah, he'd have a niche audience.
So
yeah.
he changes your oil while he gives you a procedure at the same time. You know,
yeah,
sitting in your car, getting something done, and then he's giving you checking the undercarriage, literally.
I've told my gynecologist, what? I said, you need to do also other services.
Yeah.
You're down there anyway.
Oh, like a wax?
Yes.
Grooming.
Why wouldn't you?
Wax.
Why wouldn't you be a one-stop grooming shop?
And get an assistant in there, get a mani and pedi done?
Yeah.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
That's my suggestion.
A glass of champagne.
Check the dipstick, bleaching. Get a little colonoscopy at the same time. Just don't get them confused.
Wow.
Just don't get them.
There's got to be an office that does that. Somewhere in the United States, there's got to be a gynecologist that has thought about that and gives you like, hey, you want me?
We would have known about it by now.
Dr. Pretty Kitty.
Jesus.
It's a business.
It's a legit business.
It is a legit business.
My friend thought it was a luxury cat accessory store.
It's true. I mean, you can only jump to conclusions.
I mean, why not?
I was the dummy that when Apple started having storefronts, I legit thought it was an Apple store.
Yeah. Oh.
No, you didn't.
I swear.
You rolled up to the Apple store looking for groceries.
I remember I was in San Diego, and I was at the mall, and I saw from a distance Apple, and I saw how big it was. I was like, dang.
That's the nicest Apple store ever.
And I think I even told Kenzie, I was like, they better have caramel apples. You know, if they're
right?
Not that much room.
You should have walked in there and been like, this is false advertising.
Yeah.
I don't see no apples.
And I thought that for a while until I finally saw those computers and stuff.
That's Speaking great. Of that apple, did you know the leaf fits perfectly where the apple bite is?
Yeah, I saw that on TikTok.
If you put the leaf where the apple bite is, it's a complete apple.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it really works out.
Insane.
That's cool. Logos are cool.
I did get a text message here. Speaking of, you know, I guess this is a uplifting segment. But it's a long text, but it says, good morning, JC. I'm a longtime listener of the show. A few weeks ago on the show, I heard you share how you were applying for the job you got with the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and you decided to reach out to Kid himself, and you got Kid's email and sent him your resume directly. I've been looking for a new challenge in my career, and my friend told me about a job, and the description is perfect for me. I applied and went through the necessary channels and got an email that stated over 60 people had applied. I felt so small. The next morning, I heard you on the radio set and tell your story, and I said to myself, you have to risk it to get the biscuit.
That's right.
We do say that on the show quite a bit. So I went into the company's website. I found the CEO's email, and I sent her my resume, the cover letter, and an email telling her how I knew this was unconventional, but this job was meant for me, and I wanted it. I had my first interview yesterday. It went amazing. They even brought up how they were looking for someone who takes initiative, and my email showed that to them. I truly believe you guys are the reason I got an interview. Thank you. I will keep you guys updated on the process and hopefully be able to send you my new business card.
Yeah.
Stay safe and best wishes, Ruby Charlie Rhodes.
Oh, congratulations.
Way to go, Ruby. Good
yeah,
luck.
Yeah. So it's never too late and always. It's okay to think outside the box and maybe not follow the protocol when it comes to getting a job.
It's kind of refreshing. I follow this influencer. Her name is Jenna Palik, and I followed her for like the last like 2 years. And she recently was talking about how, I mean, she works in social media. She's a influencer, but she was like, I just don't know if this is fulfilling for me.
Yeah.
And she was like, and I just, there's other things I want to do. There's other things that I'm interested in. And so she kind of started posting about how she's going to be pretty open about like the next jobs that she's going to look for and things like that.
Right.
But just her, like, I don't know. I've been following her for so long that having her kind of say, like, I just feel like I'm not fulfilled. I want to try new things.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, you go, girl.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of refreshing to see.
Go out there and get it today, Kid Nation.
Go out there and get it.
And let's get this money, too.
Go out there and get that money, yeah.
Whether you're young or you're middle-aged or whatever, it's never too late. Just go get it.
Do it while you don't have a mortgage.
Yeah, do it.
Go try it all.
It does get a little scary if you got a mortgage, you know. But it's never too late. All right, never too late to win $7,000 with big money. What is that? This is the sound. And now we just got to figure out what that sound is. Is somebody going to claim the money? Let's find out. Brittany, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
Nervous.
I know. You ready to seize the day with maybe $7,000?
I am.
Okay, Brittany. Let's see if you can win this money. For $7,000, Brittany, what is that?
I think it's opening a pack of lunch meat, like when you have to pull the tab and then pull the lunch meat apart.
Ooh, opening up the ham some lunch turkey. Meat, trying to get yourself a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Let's see what Big Money Mama thinks.
Money doesn't grow on trees, and my money will stay with me.
A little rhyme action. I mean, she said trees and me, but it's okay. We'll let Big Money Mama slide on that one. Brittany, that was a great guess.
Yeah, good guess.
Have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you.
All right, keep trying. Not lunch meat, huh?
Okay.
Well, let's see if Eric's got something for us. Hi, Eric.
What's up, guys?
Not much, man. What you got going on?
Not much. I'm just sitting in my car waiting to go into the shopping center.
Where are you
getting?
I gotta buy a few groceries.
Okay. Yep. Gotta get that
lunch meat.
That lunch meat, right? All right, well, Eric, let's give you some grocery money. Let's see if we can win $7,000. Eric, for $7,000, can you tell us what is that?
I'm guessing it's like where you open the pack of needles at the doctor's office.
The needle. Yeah, you got to get the...
Oh, yes. The syringe.
Uh-huh, that's okay.
That's very specific.
Let's see what Big Money Mama thinks.
Thanks for playing, but we must keep going.
I can see why you came up with that, guys.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I got you,
very
Eric.
Very specific.
Hey, get in there and shop, Eric. Go buy yourself a treat. You earned it. Keep trying. All right, we got one more guess this round, and that honor goes to you, Nicole. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
All right,
I'm so
Nicole.
Excited.
I know. Can you imagine $7,000 just for saying a couple words?
Yep.
That could happen. So let's see if we could do it. Nicole, for $7,000, what is that?
I think it's someone chewing ice.
It hurts my teeth just thinking about it. Let's see if Big Money Mama thinks that's correct.
I have one thing to say about that guess. It's B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
I mean, it spells bananas.
No.
So apparently that's a no. All right, thank you, Big Money Mama.
That means no.
She likes to leave us hanging.
Bananas could be good. Mm-hmm. I love bananas.
They are great.
Yeah.
I know.
Nice source of potassium.
Great guess, Nicole. Unfortunately, that was not correct, but you have a wonderful day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Nicole. And that's three guesses down, $500 up. That means next time we play Big Money, what is that here in about 50 minutes? It's going to be worth $7,500, Kid Nation.
That's B-A-N-A-N-A-S. But that's thinking.
That is bananas, Big Al Mac, 100%. So make sure you hang out with us. You got three guesses out of the way. You know those aren't it. And coming up next, we'll bring in producer Nick. Let's get you those headlines and see what's going on in the world.
We're taking a short break, but the Kid Credit Morning Show will be right back.